Good to talk to you. This will be our last visit. I don't know if you're. I don't really care either. Here's the thing. We're going away for 2 weeks.
Where are you going?
Well, not all of us.
Well, some. We're going to be away. It's going to be a mishmash.
You need a better agent, Will.
Yeah, I know. I definitely need.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm here.
Matt and Logan, whoever those people are, they're going to be doing the show next week.
I'm surprised you even know who's on.
Well, reason is because Jason just barked it in my ear. I don't know. Oh, okay. I didn't know who they were or what they, but apparently they'll be great. I can't wait to.
Where are you going?
I'm away for a few days back to Manitoba, but then coming back.
Well, I got to tell you, Dean, like I rip a lot of your vacations because quite frankly, it's a joke, but this one is, this one is legit.
Well, thank you. I hope
I don't get in trouble again for making vacations.
I don't know how you got in trouble in the first place.
They said, stop mentioning all the times Dean's off. So, I think this is legit though. We'll see.
I'll tell you what, if you're in this business or if you're around sports or locker rooms and you don't have thick skin, you're not long for the business, so no problem there, buddy. Let's start with the game that we had here last night. The Calgary Flames' second periods have really been tough for them. Outscored again, they give up a couple bad goals. Really, David Rittich, 3 of 4 on the night, I'm sure he would probably like back. But in terms of the Flames, you win 7 in a row, then you lose back to back, and now you get a single point. It's tough. It's got to be a bit of a drain. At least it is from where I sit. You win all those games and you gain some ground, and then you just give it all right back. That's obviously what they're fighting mentally right now.
Well, I think you just have to realize that the season's a roller coaster, right? That you win 7 in a row, and then there's going to be some tough times because that's just the way life is, you know. And the key is you can't let it be a losing streak. You've got to stop it. You cut it down a bit yesterday. You at least got a point out of it. I mean, there's a huge story coming out of Arizona with the goalie. I don't know if you saw last night.
We did, yeah.
Kemper got hurt. I mean, you know, that's a big deal. You know, that situation's a big deal depending on how it is. So, but the thing is, you know, you knew it wasn't going to all be sunshine and roses like it was during that 7-game streak. I generally have liked the way you guys have played. I think the one thing you're probably really going over right now is your challenges. And, you know, I understand in slow motion, you could look at that last night and say, okay, we might want to challenge this. But at fast speed, the way these things are starting to go, I don't know if I would have challenged it. And I think that's probably the biggest conversation you guys have got to have internally today is, you know, we've had two challenges in a week that have kind of bit us after that one with Charlie Coyle in the Montreal-Boston game. I think you guys have got to realize that you might have to be a little less liberal on your challenges because those are huge momentum swings in two particular games.
I don't know if there's actually data you can go. I mean, you can certainly go dig it up. But, Elliot, curious on the offside review, just because, like, you know, there's certainly been so much debate about it, and it was brought in to fix egregious mistakes, and now it's very nitpicky. I'm just curious how many actually get turned over.
They keep stats of this.
I know they do.
If you go to the NHL has this stuff available. Like, you can...
What I'm trying to say is it's not a big number. I don't think.
Well, it's not a big number because I think we realize that in most cases, Will... it shows you we're slicing the onion really tight. Like, there have been a couple of really big ones. Like, the reason this whole started was a Matt Duchene one between Colorado and Nashville a few years ago. And there was a big one in the playoffs in that epic Chicago-LA series in 2014 with Jeff Carter. Those are probably the two big ones. But most of them are slicing the onion thin. And the guy who I credit for seeing all this coming was Colin Campbell. I was a big replay guy, and he said it's going to open up things you don't want. And I do agree with you. I think that we are way too tight on the offsides. But, you know, like, if you want the rule in there, this is what you're going to get.
Elliot Friedman, our guest here on Sportsnet, what was your reaction, I think it probably after the fact, when the New Jersey-Arizona deal went down for Taylor Hall, to hear that... reportedly, the Flames were right in there, and to some people, rumored package being maybe more attractive than what the Devils took from the Coyotes in the first place. Treliving's in on everything. We know this. We shouldn't be surprised. But were you at all taken aback that he was prepared to really dig in for this player?
No, I wasn't, because I think it shows that, you know, what Hall's value is around the league. The only thing that surprised me about it, Dean, was that, you know, you guys were basically just coming off that 7-game streak. But, you know, one of the things that I've talked about with guys is that if you really think an elite level player becomes available, you have to be into it, because how often do those guys become available? And I think the other thing too is that I think they knew that Calgary is the type of place I think Hall would like to play. I mean, he might end up staying in Arizona. They're going to have the ability to offer him more money than anyone else. I think the one thing with Hall, though, is that he likes the big stage, and Calgary is a big stage. And I think they knew that appealed to him, and they wanted at least the opportunity to speak into it, to speak to him about it. Look, I you know, the rumors of what may have been involved, I think, yes, it might have helped Calgary. It might have helped Calgary or might have helped New Jersey now. I think that they may have wanted more futures. I think the pick was important. I don't think a pick was involved in Calgary's package. And I think the other thing, too, is there's no way that you guys could commit to it without permission to speak to him. And there was no permission being granted. So I think in that kind of situation, guys, it's impossible to say if Calgary realistically had a chance to make the deal.
Yeah. And I mean, people are going to be screaming at the radio, well, who was involved in the deal? What were the names?
I heard it was a couple guys on the roster. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I understand that. I don't know for sure. I heard it was a couple guys on the roster. I heard it didn't involve a first rounder. But until I know, I'm not going to say.
Just on the Hall front, I know it's just a pure guess at this point.
Because you know what? Because I know people are going to be screaming about that. But if I'm wrong, it just drops a bomb.
No, I got you.
I fight with enough GMs in this league. When I think I'm right, I'm not going to do it if I'm concerned I'm wrong. Like, put it this way. I was on in Edmonton the other day, yesterday, and they're like, we heard it was Bennett and Shillington. I said, no, I don't think it's that.
Just quickly on the Hall front, it's impossible to guess, I would imagine, as we're still 7 months away. But do you expect, and they got to clean up their cap situation, obviously, but do you expect Calgary to be players in July for Taylor Hall?
I think if he hits the market, yes, I think you guys are going to be into it. I mean, you know, there's a long time between now and then. There's 7 months, as you said. I mean, we could all be hit by buses in 7 months.
You
never
that,
know
man.
What happens. Mm-hmm. But I do think if he hits the market, you guys are going to be in it. And I do think that Calgary is the kind of place that he would be interested in.
Staying with the Coyotes, oddly that we're talking about the Coyotes here this much, but you mentioned the goalie. Last night, they lose to the Minnesota Wild 8-5. It was the first home game for Taylor Hall, and Kemper leaves. I guess two things. He had already allowed 7 on 32, and they were keeping him in the net. Rick Tocchet did not give him a lifeline, and then it did not look good. He needed a lot of help to get off the ice. That obviously, it's early. We don't have any word on what the injury could be. But I guess, were you surprised that it was 7 on 32, and what now could be the spillover for this for their goaltending?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that happens is, you know, some guys say your backup's been sitting there for, you know, 2.5 hours. You know, do you really go with it? And secondly, you know, Kemper is such a dynamite year. I wonder if they figure he's earned a long leash. The injury thing, I sent a note last night just wanting to see if there was any information. I didn't get any note back. I saw what Tocchet said post-game. It didn't look good, and hopefully we'll know more tomorrow or today now, I guess.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, it's not as bad as it looked the next day. You know, he's been an MVP-level player. It's a big deal for them if they don't have him. I mean, the one thing is, of all the backups in the league, you feel pretty comfortable with Ranta. That's, you know, they're in a good spot there, but I know they're praying it's not as bad as it looked.
2.5, 3 weeks ago, it looked like the Bruins were never going to lose again. They get, and that was without Patrice Bergeron. They get Bergeron back and now have one win in their last 8 games. I'm not saying it's Bergeron's fault, but you would think that they'd have a...
Bergeron sucks.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. But you would think that would be an emotional and an on-ice boost. What's happened with Boston? Because they've been they're a far cry from where they were 3 weeks ago.
I just think, guys, like it's like what we talked about with you guys. The season is too long to be perfect, right? And they're going through their streak right now. I mean, of all the teams I worry about in the league, I think they're like the last one. They're just so mature and self-policing. They're going to be fine. They're just on a bad stretch right now.
What are you hearing with the Oilers and Zach Cassian? Because it does seem a lot of similarities to what they had with Patrick Maroon. Do you see that? And do you think they will re-sign him?
It's certainly trending in that direction. I think they're going to, they talked this week. I think they're going to talk again next week. I mean, the holidays are a big question around all this. I think they are working to get that done. It'll be interesting to see what the number is and the term is, but I think I would guess, you know, and it's not done until it's done, but I would guess that it sure sounds like everybody's optimistic. So I think it's going to get done, but I'm not 100% sure. But my expectation is he stays in Edmonton. He likes them. They like him. It's a good situation for both. And it's, you know, like it's hard to get guys to go there. So when you have a guy who's there and is a key part, you try to keep him. So my expectation is that one works out well.
Now the numbers that are out there is 4x4, obviously, or 4x3.5. And then they've also got Darnell.
I compared it to Ferland. So I guess that's why that's out there.
And they've also got Darnell Nurse, obviously, due this summer. How difficult will the navigation be money-wise for Ken Holland this summer?
Well, I wonder if they try to go, if they go short term with Nurse and then go long term. Like they do have some contracts coming up in the next couple of years. And I do, you know, he's got 2 years to UFA. It's a risk. There's no question, but Nurse is another guy who I think wants to be there. So, you know, I think it's a situation where you have guys who want to be there. You try to make it work. I mean, we'll see. But there is no question that there is a cap issue, and it might take them a couple of years to sort it out.
Just one quick one for me, and then I know Mike's got a couple for you. But what's your handicap on seeing Ilya Kovalchuk back in the NHL this year?
I think it will happen, but I think he's going to have to – I think he realizes he's not dealing from a position of strength. Like, you know, people rumored Pittsburgh. I heard Pittsburgh's not there. You know, people rumored, obviously, you guys. I don't think you guys are there. Boston's a funny one. I've had people tell me yes and people tell me no. You know, I don't know how big the market is for him right now. He might have to be patient, and he might have to take, you know, obviously a near minimum salary. I think the other big question there is, where is he willing to go? I mean, he had the pick when he came in, when he came back. But now, you know, with family, he's got a family in LA. I don't know where he's willing to go. You know, there's probably a ton of teams that don't see themselves as playoff teams that aren't really into it at all. So I think he's going to have to be willing to go maybe somewhere out of his comfort zone or somewhere that's not going to pay him a lot of money. If he's willing to do that, I think he'll get another shot somewhere.
Elliot, I had a question, but Will just picked it right out of my pocket, so I got nothing else. What are you doing for Christmas?
You know what, Mike? I take my over the 3 days off. We go to New York, so I take my
New York City
to New York. Yeah, New York City, and I take my 8-year-old out late at night, and I go put him in one.
Oh, geez. Okay. God, I wish I was your kid.
That's solid parenting.
That's awesome.
That's well done. Well done. Elliot, you are a can't-miss part of our show. We appreciate you every Friday. Have a great holiday season. We'll talk in the new year, pal.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a great Christmas, great holiday. Everybody in Calgary, and we'll speak to you soon. Enjoy an honest vacation for once, Dean.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Elliot.
Bye.